All right, so let's talk marketing metrics 101. We'll talk about conversion rate and other marketing math and how this can help you improve, your number of leads, customer sales, profits, the total revenue that you're pulling out of either your client campaigns or your own campaigns, your own marketing as a business owner. So with that, we'll dive into the episode. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. So when I got started in marketing back in 2005, I was very fortunate that even though I wanted to get a job in copywriting, I ended up with a job basically running the marketing department at a small IT training publisher. And what this forced me to do is, even though my interest was in copywriting and like the superficial, what you can see in the marketing, creating that marketing creative, it forced me to learn a lot about everything going on behind the scenes and the measurement and all of that. And any good, just like any good like marketer, media buyer, whatever, is going to understand copywriting, any good copywriter is going to understand all the stuff going on behind the scenes, the conversion rate, how traffic works, etc. And one critically important part of that is the metrics part of marketing, understanding all of the numbers. And the good news is that it's pretty easy math to do. It's pretty easy. It is the math part. So if you just want to be this, like, in the clouds creative person, right, it may feel a little too much in the clouds math, but it will certainly help you be a better marketer. So the whole point of doing any kind of marketing metrics is to track relevant actions towards the sale. So when you look at analytics, when you look at any kind of measurement of marketing, the whole point is we have this path that we want our visitor, our prospect to take as they go from being completely unaware of us to, first encountering our marketing message, to engaging with it, to going through, to whatever it takes to actually, then spend that money. And so a lot of basic metrics that you might hear thrown around are like conversion rate. When somebody visits a page, what percentage, if 100 people visit a particular page or see a particular piece of marketing, how many of those people, what percentage of those people actually end up taking the desired action? So if 100 people receive a direct mail piece, what percentage, which percent means per 100, what percentage actually end up responding? If 100 people visit a web page, what percentage end up doing whatever desired action would be taken? There's also, return on investment, which is we put in a certain amount of money, how much money do we get back? Return on ad spend, which is very similar. Return on ad spend is really like ROI for ad spend, but it's a term specifically used on advertising platforms. Something that you'll see inside, especially if you have like funnel software, is cart value, which is what is the average amount of money somebody spends in a single visit to your funnel, to your web store. And so if you have a big e-commerce store where people are buying, five products, three products, 10 products, whatever, the average cart value is going to be a certain number. If you have a funnel, for example, there's going to be typically an initial transaction and maybe an upsell or maybe a number of different offers that they're going to encounter as they go through that. And so the cart value is going to be the total value of how much is spent on that day. Other marketing metrics that can be relevant are, for example, dollars per subscriber. That's a thing that people with email lists often track, is how many dollars do I make in a given time period, for example, a month per subscriber on my list. Or there's earnings per click, which is if I can get someone to click on a link in this email, how much money on average am I going to make? So, for example, a lot of times affiliate offers are advertised based on, oh, our average EPC earnings per click is, you know, is $4.83 or something. And so you have a reasonable assumption that if you send qualified traffic to that offer, that you're going to get $4.83 for every click that you can generate at scale, right? And so what you're doing with marketing metrics is you're basically trying to track any relevant numbers to the actions that you want someone to take. So why do we do it? Number one, we do it just for tracking purposes, especially when you start spending money on advertising. It's good to know, okay, we spent a dollar and we got, you know, X number of new customer, or we spent $100, we got this number of new customers, this much in revenue, we got this much in profit. So you want to be able to track that so that you can know, was this a good investment? Was this a bad investment? Should I invest more there? Should I, you know, invest less there? And for example, early on in that IT training business, one of the most valuable things that I did in terms of paid advertising, they'd been doing a lot of paid advertising prior. One of the most valuable things that I did was I helped them realize through tracking marketing metrics that when we spent money to try to sell our training on doing computer programming, we were losing a lot of money. When we spent money on any of the IT skills, like computer networking skills, we were making money. And so we basically just cut out our spending on advertising. And actually, we ended up not doing much training at all on computer programming after that, because we realized, even though it was something interesting that some people found valuable, it was not nearly as profitable of a business center, like a silo of the business. And so tracking will help you determine, you know, where is spending working for us, where is spending not working for us, where are things working out, where are they not. The other thing that you can do when you do these kind of metrics analysis is you can optimize. You can try new things. You can say, okay, we have this campaign that's out there, and if we could get clicks, if we could get clicks on our ads for 10% cheaper, suddenly our profitability is going to dramatically increase. Or if we could get this, you know, for the same amount of spend, if we could get 10% more clicks, then our profitability is going to dramatically increase. So we spend some effort and energy and creative resources to test different ads, different creative, to try and get our click-through rate up. And that's optimization. You can also do that for a conversion rate. You can do that for, oh, our front-end offer is not converting as well as it could be, so let's optimize that. Now, I do want to share with you something kind of cool. I've maybe you've heard about Jay Abraham's 3 ways to grow a business. Maybe you've heard that there are even more places that you can optimize in your business. I created a quick spreadsheet here before I hit record on this episode. And if you listen to the audio versions of this, it's worth noting that I record these as videos and I place them on YouTube as well as a couple different channels. And so you can certainly find my YouTube channel if you want to see this. I will try to explain it in enough detail. So what I've created here is based on my most valuable customer strategy training, I identified 11 points in the customer journey that are places that you can optimize, places that you can increase conversion rates, places that you can get better performance. And 11 is... you know, there's actually more than that. If you use X-ray vision, I say, to look into where are all these steps that people are engaging, where we can potentially test different ways that we engage with them to get them to be more likely to take our desired action. And so, you know, for this particular spreadsheet, though, I chose 11 because it matches what's in the most valuable customer strategy, as far as fairly universal places where the customer is engaging with you. And what I did is I created a few different columns here. So just for the purposes of comparison here, I created, there is a if you So here's the trick about this. I'm sure you've heard about compound interest. And compound interest is where, you know, if you have $100 and that $100, you find a way to generate 10% interest. Well, suddenly next year, you're generating 10% on $110. And the year after that, you're generating 10% on the result of that, which is $121. And the year after that. And so when you think about adding a 10% improvement on a 10% improvement on a 10% improvement, as you can see, I created the column for, adding 10%, which is pretty obvious, right? 110%, 120%, 130%, 140%. But that's not actually how this works. If you are tracking your marketing metrics and you find 11 separate places to improve performance by just 10%, if you just were to add those 10% improvements, you would be at 210% of your original performance, which would be great. Like if you were spending $100 to get $100 in return, and suddenly you were to optimize these 11 areas and it's up to 210%, that would be great. But that's not actually how this works. It actually works via compounding. So the addition column is just to show what the addition looks like. But so if you improve one area by 10%, obviously you get 110% of your original performance. If you improve two areas, though, it becomes 121% because of the power of compounding. Three areas, it's 133%. Four areas, it's 146%. And you can see here, if you improve 11 areas by 10%, you know, a tiny, tiny tweak to get 10% better. So, you know, a change in the picture that gives you 10% better click-through rate, a change in the landing page that gets you 10% better, a 10% better conversion rate on somebody giving you their email address, a change in the headline of the page that they see next that gets you 10% more engagement with the rest of the sales message, et cetera. So 10% improvements are not very big and not that hard to get. But if you combine them all the way through your customer journey here and you get 11, 10% improvements because of the power of compounding, we're not talking 210% of the original performance. We're talking 285%. So almost three times the original performance. Now, if you're able to bump that up to 25%, again, if you just add 25 on top of 25 11 times, you get up to 375%. But this is where it gets really exciting, because due to the power of compounding, you wouldn't actually get 375% of your previous performance. You'd actually get 1,164% of your previous performance. So by making all these little 25% tweaks, you actually multiply your performance by 11, almost 12 times. And it is an incredibly powerful reminder here that lots of little wins, by paying attention to these marketing metrics, lots of little wins can add up to a gigantic improvement. And that's like the big reason why we do this. Now, I did want to go through, for example, a couple different fairly simple approaches to doing marketing metrics, just to give you a sense of how you might think about this and the different things that you might track. So, for example, there are a lot of sales funnels that are essentially based around booking an appointment with the sales team. And it could be an application, it could be an application funnel, it could be whatever. So if you have a higher ticket offer, there is the appointment-based or application-based funnel that you can put out there. Now, if you're doing paid advertising to this, what you're going to tend to do is, you know, you're going to put a certain amount of money in, right? And you're going to want to track the amount of money that goes in. But then you want to track, how many clicks did we get? And from those clicks, how many leads did we get, for example, to view our white paper or to view our webinar or to view our sales presentation or to sign up for something that's going to point people through to the actual making an application. So, for example, I know one guy who's involved with a business that helps people do Facebook groups. And so a lead would be someone who gives their email address and signs us up for the Facebook group. But then beyond that, there's going to be a whole separate application or appointment set. So they signed up to download the white paper. That's great. And then after that white paper, there is a sequence of communications that get them to fill out an application to speak with your sales team, or schedule a call to speak with your sales team, schedule a consultation, however that is positioned. So there's click, then there's the how many leads we got, and then how many appointments or applications we got. And then from those appointments, how many purchases we got. And then you're going to want to measure the dollars out. So the way I've heard of this is CLAP, clicks, leads, appointments, purchase, clicks, leads, appointments, purchase. And so you measure the dollars in, the number of clicks generated, the number of leads generated, the number of appointments generated, and the number of purchases generated, and the total dollars out. And then again, that's an opportunity for you to find optimization points. So how can we get more clicks for the same number of dollars in? Well, getting more clicks is going to lead to more leads, more appointments, more purchases, and more dollars out. How can we get more leads from those clicks that we're already getting? How can we get more appointments from those leads that we're already getting? How can we get more purchases from the appointments that we're already getting? How can we make each purchase worth a little bit more? So you're looking for ways to optimize, to improve each of those, and it starts with the metrics. It starts with measuring it. It starts with deciding, what are the relevant numbers in our process, in our business, and how can we use those to guide our decision making? And then you can get into, you know, for example, more complex funnels. You could measure the dollars in, the number of clicks generated, the number of leads or opt-ins generated. If this goes straight to an online sale, how many sales were generated of the core offer? If there's an order form bump, how many of those were generated? Upsell one, downsell one, upsell two, like this is a fairly common funnel structure. What's the total dollars out? What's the cart value of that? And so again, what you're looking at is, what are all the different steps in this? If you take x-ray vision to your funnel, what are all the different conversion points? What are all the different interaction points? What are all the different points where we're asking someone to take an action and they're either taking that action or not taking that action? What is the monetary value of all of that? And how can we measure every step through the process so that, number one, we have the numbers, but then number two, we have something to test against? So, for example, if you have a funnel that's working pretty well, but you can improve the number of people who are taking upsell one, it can dramatically improve everything. If it increases the total profit out of the funnel, then you can actually afford to put more dollars in and you'll get more clicks, leads, sales, bumps, upsell one, you know, downsell one, upsell two, etc. And so the way that you grow is by knowing, like, what are the numbers that are relevant to our process here? Can we map out the process? Can we identify all the different points where we're asking someone to take action and associate numbers with those? And so the goal is to track what you want to know and what you want to improve and pay attention to even those little details, because when you figure that out, when you pay attention to the marketing metrics, it just gives you so much clarity about the decision making that you need to have in place, or it gives you clarity that you need to make effective decisions regarding how are we going to grow our marketing approach. And if you do want to go deeper into this whole thinking behind optimizing the customer journey, I encourage you to check out the most valuable customer strategy. That's part of the BTMS Insiders training library. Again, that's like Netflix for copywriting and marketing training. You pay one low monthly fee, you get access to all of it, including the most valuable customer strategy, where I break down the 11 universal points along every business's customer journey that are opportunities for optimization. And of course, from yours, you can, within your business, you can certainly look and identify probably even more than 11 that you could potentially increase by 10%, 25%, and watch the compound growth in your marketing success because you know to look at it at that level of small detail that can make a big difference. I'm Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Leave a comment with this episode or a review. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you're finding it and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? What are you going to look at as a result of this? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you and so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to BreakthroughMarketingSecrets.com, get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episodes, notifications, and more. And I always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it here, and I look forward to catching you again in the next episode. See you soon. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.